We are so excited to welcome this afternoon Twin Cities artist Carolyn Smith, who is performing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, along with Jillian Ray. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 8:30. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Well, we are thrilled to have you here. Oh, and you know what? I forgot to push that button. All right, let me try that again. Welcome. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi.
Okay, now you should be able to hear yourself. So great to have you back. It's been, I know it's been several years since we've had you here live from Studio A. And you have your band with you. And so last time you were here, it was Carolyn Smith and the Goodnight Sleeps. Are some of the Goodnight Sleeps still here?
Yeah, they just decided they didn't like the band name anymore.
They started having insomnia and it didn't fit anymore.
Yeah, they're like, we can't take it anymore. It's too much pressure to get good sleep every single night.
Do you want to introduce the band?
Of course. This is Arlen Pfeiffer holding it down on this little digital world pad. This is Eric Mason on the keys. This is Jesse Schuster on the bass. And this is Mina Moore on the vocals.
Hi.
You have to be like, ha!
Now, is it my understanding that Mina is kind of a recent arrival to the band?
It feels like I've known her my whole life, so it's really hard to, you know.
But was this the result of the auditions? And we can talk about
No, it's not, actually.
Oh, okay,
Mina is the, she's going to be the toughest critic on the audition.
That still happened. Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Cool.
So you released an album about a year ago called Half About Being a Woman.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you've been touring behind that and stuff since then. And we'll talk about that, too. But what do you guys want to start with here? What song do you want to start with?
We are going to start with the song called Blood Style.
For the wrong thing, yes. And maybe I came just to break you down. No, I know some ladies like the thought of me breaking a man down. But the real ones just know it. They just know.
Me and my baby. Me and my blessed
God.
Let me break it down for you.
me and my, me and my, me and my blood style. Me and my, me and my, me and my blood style. Me and my, me and my, blah, 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 style, blah, 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 style. Me and my, me and my, me and my blood style. Me and my, me and my, my blood, my, my blood, blah, blah, blah.
That's Carolina Smith and Bloodstyle, and along with her wonderful band. Now, so Carolyn, since you first started out with the Good Night Sleeps, you've kind of evolved, and this album a lot more soulful than stuff that you guys started out with. You've kind of evolved through your albums. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yes, I would say.
And so you kept some of the same players, so you evolved together as a band to this different sound. Can you tell me a little bit about how that happened and what made you decide to do something different this time?
Yeah, I think that a lot of it has to do with age. And I think probably the first time I was in here, I was a lot younger. It was probably 5 years ago or so. And, you know, I always just kind of chalk it up to, you know, the type of music you listened to in high school that you buried away and locked somewhere and you'd never tell anybody that you actually did that. You know, like for some people's like Simple Plan or like, you know, but you know, what happened was that I was being influenced by those bands that define your adolescence, especially like, sorry, but like post puberty and you're like angsty and like a lot of Elliott Smith, but I just happened to find some success in doing those things. And so my music ended up being like this open diary that, you know, it was like, for me, it's cringeworthy, you know, cause I'm like, oh my God, I was so angsty and young. And now I'm 26. I'm comfortable with who I am. And I grew into this person that I was always going to be, even though I tried to work against it. But the person that I grew into has a lot to do with where I came from. So I was, you know, I'm in my 20s, and like most people in their 20s right now, we grew up on TRL and top 40 hits and a lot of 90s R&B. And I think, you know, with the comfort of who I'm going to be for the rest of my life, you know, that kind of found its way in there into the new music, you know?
So something that you might have been embarrassed about before you kind of embraced, is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. So
not embarrassed about, but...
Was I not clear on that?
No, it's just me. It's me that I'm not...
No. So like the old stuff had a lot to do with the music I was listening to in high school.
Okay. You know what I mean? Got it.
And you're like angsty and it's folky and I don't know. That's where it kind of came from.
Okay. But then you started to feel more comfortable and you branched into something that felt like a better fit for you.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, it turned out beautifully. I think it's a great record.
Thanks.
And you've always had such a distinctive voice. I'm kind of curious about, did you have to do anything to kind of consciously change how you use your voice for this kind of music, or did it just kind of happen naturally?
I actually did the opposite. I stopped like affecting my voice like I was on the other records. So I just kind of started singing in my natural voice that comes out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. And we were talking about, so the album's been out for about a year. And so how was it received when people said, oh, there's this new soulful thing that you're doing?
You know, I was kind of nervous because I, you know, obviously I could have lost some fans there. It's pretty different from what I was doing. But I was pleasantly surprised when... people really liked it, and I didn't actually hear any negative feedback from people that were already existing fans of the old stuff. And I think I think people can see that I'm a lot more comfortable, and it just feels, this new style of music just feels a lot more honest to me and where it came from.
Mm-hmm. There really is kind of a joy that sort of comes through in what you do, you know, just watching some of your videos. And you just did a song with Lizzo. And now tell me about Lizzo and kind of your friendship with her, your association with her.
Yeah, Lizzo, Lizzo and I are very, very good buddies. And
she's another Twin Cities artist. And
yes.
She's been up here and she's had some success.
Yeah, she's a hip hop rapping friend from Minneapolis. Lizzo is, man, a force to be reckoned with. But we are very good friends. We came together over collaborating on music. And so we did some shows back home in Minneapolis, and we did a song to kind of promote that. But also the whole doing a show and doing the song to promote the show was just a wonderful excuse to just finally get to sit in a studio and make music together. And since then, we've been doing that a lot more, so it's really exciting.
Great. And there's a fun video for the song that you did. And you did a song, and some of the proceeds go to charity, right?
Yeah, the Women's Foundation of Minnesota. We really wanted to be able to give back, because when you are an artist, especially an independent artist, and you're doing everything for yourself, much like Lizzo and I are, you just think about yourself a lot. You know, are people going to like me? What can I do for my Twitter account? And how do I look? And it gets to be a point where you're like, I can either just be a terrible human being, or I got to volunteer some way. I got to give back somehow. So I called up the Women's Foundation in Minnesota, and we got really excited working together and collaborating on the shows and kind of getting young girls excited about being leaders in the community. So, yeah.
And this album, you did it fan-funded, is that right?
Half About Being a Woman was partly fan-funded. Mm-hmm. We used Kickstarter again. That's the second time we've used it. And after the first time, we were like, we're not going to use it again. You know, it's part of that feels a little weird, you know, asking people for money. But the response that we got from fans that donated and fans that wanted to be a part of releasing this record was overwhelmingly positive. And we loved reaching out and connecting with our fans and having them be a part of releasing our record with us. Felt really special.
And kind of in the announcement about doing the album, you said you wanted to do a project, and you used the phrase self-acceptance. And I mentioned the videos. There's a video for Magazine that's on your website that is so much fun. It's a bunch of ladies dancing around in their underwear.
Yes.
and all shapes, all sizes, mm-hmm. and very comfortable. So tell me about that concept and what that means to you.
Yeah, so a lot of it, doing this new style of music, a lot of it had to do with being comfortable with who I really am. You know, I stopped dyeing my hair brown, and I stopped doing all the trend diets that every female does in this country. And, you know, that lent itself to the songs I was writing. And I wasn't set out to write a record about self-acceptance. It just kind of bled into the music I was making because it was what was going on in my life. And people were really responding to it, and I never dreamed that I'd be a voice for it, but I got really excited to be more vocal about it, and that's where the music video came from. And I just want women to feel beautiful no matter what size they are or what they look like. Just because they don't look like the women from magazines, it's unrealistic, and everybody has the right to feel beautiful.
So has getting so much positive feedback for that kind of helped you with that too?
I mean,
feel supported?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm pretty open about the fact that, you know, even though I am like, everybody has to feel beautiful, I fall victim to it too. And I think that's why people relate, because I'm like, you know, I feel you. I definitely feel you. I definitely have the days where I wake up and I feel less than beautiful. But, you know, I just feel like it's important to know that that's a fleeting moment, like a fleeting thought. And a lot of that has to do with the pressure that media puts on women. So if I can put that out in the ethos and people can latch onto that, that's great.
Well, let's hear another song and we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you guys want to do next?
We're going to do a song called The One Thing.
Same hands, he worked them for from day until night. He worked them from holding me to picking fights, fits or age, a coming to my face like nothing I have ever known. But fits or age was something I could deal without, so I had to let him go. Oh, 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 you got to move. It's never just the one thing,
the one.
But that's how you know,
baby,
that you got to let him go. Ooh. Oh, and my baby with the long hair, one of those artist types, probably the finest man I'll have ever in this lifetime. But see, babe, see, I'm in no other man who had the same style, the same style. But now I know it's impossible to look that good and still have a life, huh? Up in the mirror, checking out himself when he should have been home. Never just that one thing,
one.
But that's how you know, oh, you got to let him go. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
That's Carolyn Smith live from Studio A, another one from her most recent album, Half About Being a Woman. Well, I was asking you about whether Mina was from the auditions you were doing. On your Facebook recently, you were looking, you were having auditions, you were having people send videos of themselves, right, or something?
Yeah.
Singing, because you were looking for maybe some more backup people, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So we kind of ran out of resources, just of people that we know that can sing. Everybody was really busy, and we were like, you know, it'd be really fun to just open it up to the public. I feel like maybe there's somebody out there that would be perfect in our band that we just haven't met yet. And that was really exciting to us. So we kind of opened it up to the public, and we had to do the videos because we're just all gone out of town a lot doing stuff. So I would have liked to do it in person, but the videos were kind of fun, and I think people had more fun just being able to be in their own element and rehearsing their parts and then like putting together these really fun videos. It was an awesome experience.
And when are the results of that going to be unveiled?
So we're doing callbacks right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing callbacks.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your idea? So how many people do you want to have in this band eventually? And is this the whole band here right now?
This is the whole band for now.
Okay.
We had another backup singer, and that's the hope, is to get another backup singer to make it the solid six.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you put out this album about a year ago. Have you done much touring or anything behind it?
Yeah, we do. We've been doing a lot of touring. We go back out in November, actually, and we have a nice run of East Coast dates for a couple weeks.
Okay. And have you done that before? Any new places that you're going to?
I don't think there are any new places. Arlen would know.
Charlottesville.
Yeah, if you know anybody in Charlottesville, just you know, discreetly threaten their life to get them to come to our show.
Well, and tell me more about making the album. Did you have all the songs ready to go when you got to the studio? And
yeah, you know, that had a lot to do with the name change, as well as that it kind of became like this vision of Caroline that was more focused on, I guess, my vision, to be redundant. So I demoed all the songs out. I went to New York and I wrote all these songs. And when I came home, I was really nervous to show the band. I thought they'd be like, we're not going to be in your band anymore because this is not what we signed on for. But they were like, wow, this feels more like you. This feels like actually music that our friend Carolyn would make. So they were really excited to get behind it. And they were like, so can we not be the Good Night Sleeps anymore? And I was like, I thought you wanted to be the Good Night Sleeps. They're like, no, we thought you just wanted us to be the Good Night Sleeps for the name. And I was like, I thought you guys needed like the recognition or something. And they're like, no, dude, we're fine. But
well,
yeah,
that worked out well.
Yeah.
So then where did you make the album?
We made the album at our friend Brett Bullion's studio in Minneapolis.
Okay. And how did this experience compare with your previous albums?
It was a lot more fun. I mean, the songs are kind of rooted in a kind of carefree vibe that this has got. It's like some positive energy behind it. So that was the energy that was in the studio while we were making it. And with the honesty of the songs and the songwriting, it just became a lot easier for us to work through stuff because the answer was always right in front of us. So.
Well, and since it's been out for quite some time, often by this time, the artist has already started on a new batch of songs and is thinking about the next project. Are you there? Yeah. Or are you still?
Yep, we are getting close to heading back into the studio. We are writing and demoing right now and trying to crank out as many as we can.
Are you able to write when you're touring, or are you more of a wanna be in one place kind of person?
Yeah, I like I have my comfort zone definitely for writing. But, yeah, power to people who can write on the road. I cannot. My friend Lizzo, who we were talking about earlier, can sit anywhere, anytime, and write an entire verse. But I cannot do that.
When you mentioned that you went to New York, was that kind of a deliberate, all right, I'm going to New York, and I'm going to work on songs?
Yeah, definitely. It was like I just wanted to get a new perspective, you know. The Minneapolis music scene is extremely awesome and wonderful, and I couldn't say enough nice things about it, but it's very insular and it kind of puts you under a microscope sometimes. And it was nice to get away and just get a new perspective and get out of my comfort zone. The comfort zone I was talking about before, you know? So
how long have you been down in the Twin Cities?
I went there for college and I'm 26 now. So that was 8 years ago.
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa. Feel old.
So a little while now.
Yeah. A little while.
Well, we have time for one more song. What do you guys want to do next?
This song is called All That I Know Is.
Tonight, my ladies have to wait and know that it takes time for a healthy love. They're only you supply that feels so good all night. When there's questions that I'm having trouble answering, and for every piece of me, there's someone having. There's one thing that's for sure. All that I know is,
all that I know is,
I'm your baby,
baby.
And all that I know is,
all that I know is,
I'm your girl,
I'm your girl.
And all that I know is,
all that I know is,
I'm your baby,
baby.
And now that I know it, nothing here is gonna change,
change.
Believe, 'cause baby, I'm your baby. with me, I'm so evident. And my girlfriends are too quick to be questioning. Then there's one thing that's for sure. All that I know is,
all that I know is,
I'm your baby,
baby.
And all that I know is,
all that I know is,
I'm your girl,
I'm your girl.
And all that I know is,
all that I know is,
I'm your baby,
baby.
And now that I know it, nothing here is gonna change. This is why I feel good. This is why I feel alright. This is why I feel good. Cause everything's gonna be alright. This is why I feel good. This is why I feel alright. Cause everything, everything is gonna be alright. That's right.
Do it, do it, do it.
That's right.
Do it, do it.
Hey!
Whoa,
that's all I need to know. That's all I need from you.
Is I'm your
man that's gonna take me there. So let's do it again. Cause I wanna make sweet love to you, baby. Let's do it again. I wanna go all night long. So let's do it.
That is Carolyn Smith, and another one from her latest album, Half About Being a Woman. And, you know, as I'm hearing you guys doing that vocal stuff, I'm just thinking, that must be, I'm a big harmony fan, so I think that must be so fun to work those parts out.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun. Unless you're trying to cram before a show. Like on the drive down, we're like, all that I know is, I'm your baby. No, you take the fifth, I'll take the third. Okay, try it again.
Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream.
My name, I'm like mice.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. And I am so looking forward to hearing what's next for you guys. This album I thought was just wonderful. So looking forward to what's next. And looking forward to the show tonight. Again, they're playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Jillian Ray is opening up. That's doors at 8 and show at 8:30, right?
Yes, it's going to be really fun. So definitely come down.
Thank you so much, guys. It's great to have you.
Thanks.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.